From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt said Friday President Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement was courageous and urged Americans not to apologize for the decision.
Exiting Paris does not mean disengagement. In fact, the president said yesterday that Paris represents a bad deal for this country. It doesn't mean that we're not going to continue the discussion. To export our innovation, to export our technology to the rest of the world, to demonstrate how we do it better here is, I think, a very important message to send.
Pruitt did not respond directly to a question about whether Trump believes human-caused global warming is a hoax, as Trump did during his presidential campaign, instead emphasizing the agreement did not put the United States at an economic disadvantage. That was something echoed by White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
But at the end of the day, the president's number one priority is to get the best deal for the American people.
The United Nations Security Council increased international pressure on North Korea to give up its pursuit of a nuclear bomb, adding 14 individuals and four companies to its sanctions list. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley.
The Security Council is sending a clear message to North Korea today. Stop firing ballistic missiles or face the consequences. The members of this council, including three of North Korea's closest neighbors, agreed that North Korea's missiles are a threat to international peace and security.
The council unanimously voted to impose travel bans and freeze assets following North Korea's stepped-up ballistic missile launches this year. The tests, including three last month alone, violate existing council resolutions. This is VOA.